Okay, we are live and ready to thrive.
You don't have a camera to look at.
Right. Oh, snap. This isn't my stream. I normally open a ghost energy on my stream and say they're not yet a sponsor of the stream, but they will be. And I might just start saying that here. And then I open it.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I mean,
because it's a very crisp sound specifically from the ghost can. I don't get that from anywhere else. Wow. If Rockstar's sponsoring me, I get it from their can. More than a ghost camp, but and no who? One's sponsoring Rock? Me. Rockstar?
Oh, I gotcha. Sorry, you left the star off and I was lost.
I didn't.
I thought it was a new one.
It'll there's, be on playback. So many. It'll be on playback. I didn't leave it out.
You said star? Did he?
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Energy. Oh, I said it, baby.
I thought you just said.
Oh, no.
The same thing happens when I open a rock or some shit. That's what I heard.
No.
Did you say star under your breath?
Just play, nope. Play it back.
You know what? We're stopping this.
Playback from the top.
I'm just joshing. So we're live. We're ready to thrive. This is You Gotta Be Freaking Kidding Me episode 40.
Five?
Five?
Blank. That enter
all,
the
that
number.
All rhymed, that all rhymed, bro.
Did you?
Hell yeah.
Dang,
fuck
man.
Yeah.
What a start to the day.
I'm going to start my rap career.
You just did.
Tomorrow.
No, it just happened right there.
Oh, man.
Get a couple face tattoos and you're ready to go.
Yeah.
I want to get a four-leaf clover.
Absolutely.
Because I'm fucking Irish, mate.
Absolutely.
Is that Irish?
Sounded good.
What, the clover?
No, it was my accent. God, are you listening? Are you here today?
Dude, no, I'm not all the way here.
You're like 30 seconds behind on everything. All right.
It's not bad for him.
Bo's buffering, yeah.
Right. Hey, what episode are we on?
Oh, God.
Get out.
All right.
Just leave.
So we're going to have to slow it down for both of today. Mm-hmm. What are you laughing at? I'm not.
Breathing.
Oh, it's brother. Cool on my tongue.
It's cool and sweet.
Oh, my tongue. Okay, what are we going to talk about? I didn't plan anything, as goes every week for me.
Yeah.
Do you know who the Liver King is?
Have yes.
You seen any of his stuff?
Yes, I have.
So I heard, and obviously he hasn't like come out and said anything, but have you seen the rumors that his abs are fake?
No.
Like they're implants?
I don't even know who this is.
No.
You don't know who the Liver King is?
Is this like a YouTube guy or?
No.
I think he's more Instagram, but he does like, he literally eats raw liver.
Oh,
he's
Liver
very primal.
King.
Yeah, what do you think I said? Liver? Oh, like Liv, E-R?
No, I thought you said Lib, like Liberty. Liver King?
No, that's...
I kind of like that.
I kind of like that, too.
You know?
Apparently, liver's really...
Very good for you.
Really good for you.
And bone marrow. It's like you eat what you're...
No, this guy's not. His abs are not fake. No way.
He's definitely juicing. So. That's not...
Oh, yeah.
That's not natural. But, I mean,
I've been
eating raw liver and...
I've been
he's
pretty
very
shredded.
Primal.
Does he have like a preferred
this guy?
Species of liver?
Jesus.
Beef.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude, he's yoked. Like I like some of his stuff that he talks about. I won't eat raw liver, but like I see
I
the benefits of eating liver and collagen and heart and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
I just can't eat it.
I'm not gonna eat any of
it. Well, you like
you can put it they make it in pill like dehydrated pill form too.
But yeah.
Do that.
But that's pretty expensive.
Of course.
But it's very good for him. But he talks about like not wearing sunglasses and being outside and
why? What's wrong with sunglasses?
Something about how when you wear sunglasses, it tricks your body into not thinking that it's as bright outside. That's why people are getting sunburned so much more now instead of getting tanner because it's tricking your brain into making it think that it's darker. So it's not letting something go to the surface of the skin. I don't know. He breaks all that shit down. It's
interesting.
I don't know. I don't
wear
know
sunglasses
if it's true or not.
All the time.
Talks about going barefoot and I don't know.
I've heard
it's
this barefoot
like real primal thing.
Thing,
you know.
I haven't grounding yourself.
I've never heard him say put your asshole and balls in the sun. So he's not all the way there yet.
He's probably behind on the times.
That's who we take our product to, boys.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the guy.
Your
hey, Liver King, we got something for you.
This is a specific ball tanner that you put in your beehole.
And here's the rod you shove in your asshole. It's UV light.
It's really fucking long.
It's for stability.
Yeah, it's okay. Just supposed to be on the ring, but it's like...
Yeah. Jeez.
Good Lord.
Gotta put that all the way up here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
But only the base.
Only if you want the benefits. Yeah.
it's just for stability. Okay.
Yeah. It's to really hold it in there.
Yeah. You don't want that thing flopping around.
It's so you can wear it all day.
Yeah. All day long.
You can tan your b-hole all day without being naked because society doesn't like that sometimes.
You can't just walk around with your asshole in the air.
Exactly. So you're just out living your life with a rod up your ass.
I didn't know if you'd heard that or if you knew who he was.
I haven't heard about that. It's not hard to get.
He lives like in Willis or something.
In Willis?
He lives in Montgomery County, I'm pretty sure.
In Willis? This like guy's fucking rich.
Somewhere around there. Like, he's got property, obviously.
Hey, there's a lot of rich people in Willis.
Willis is butthole of...
Yeah.
For real. Of, you know...
Some people have said greater that Houston area. Over the years, but I think Cut and Shoot has taken that, that title.
Yeah, it's not hard to get abs like the ones that he has, so people saying that they're fake are literally just jelly bellies.
I get it.
Literally.
Jelly bellies.
They have bellies.
Mm-hmm. And they're full of jelly.
And I got to say, like, as someone who used to be shredded and is now not, I have a dad bod and I'm not a dad.
Same here.
You know what I mean?
The only one who doesn't have a dad bod is the dad.
Well, he's a bit of a puss.
fuck that do to you, man?
What does that mean? Anyway.
I'm not a pusillanimous. You are.
I'm not as happy when I look in the mirror, obviously, because I have a touch of body dysmorphia. But whenever I eat, just a touch, whenever I eat food, I'm way happier. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I'm not competing for something. I can actually relax and have some champagne with this steak.
Food.
Yeah, I like food too.
Love me some pizza. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Love some pizza.
Pizza.
Love some steak and some mashed potatoes and
so we
barbecue.
Had
gravy.
There's a lot of like food TikTok accounts
mm-hmm.
and they share recipes. And my girlfriend last night we went and bought all this stuff for a video that she saw, and it was for like steak sandwiches. But it was like flank steak and there were fries on top.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
But the fries had like a pesto aioli or whatever.
Oh,
wow. So she made the fries, cut the potatoes and everything.
Nice.
The steak was seasoned a specific way.
How'd you cook it?
In a pan.
Okay. She pan seared.
I love pan seared.
I do too, man.
I think barbecue steak.
You baste it in butter and.
I didn't watch.
All that.
She's the master chef.
She could do the butter and put some like garlic and white wine in there, make it like a. Oh, dude.
I mean, I'm a grill guy.
Fudge. I'm not a big fan mine of on grilled grill. Steak.
Man, I love it.
I think it loses a lot of flavor.
See,
it's because you probably use like a gas, which is a no-no.
Well,
or regular charcoal briquettes. Briquettes. So I'm using briquettes.
I mean, I cook my briquette with the briquette.
I cook my brisket on briquettes. Yeah.
Get some lump charcoal.
Man, you get some briquette.
It'll change your life.
I understand the flavor.
Charcoal?
Lump charcoal. It's like actual pieces of wood. Coal's
bad, you piece of shit.
It's pieces of wood.
I understand the flavor.
Get my steak over coal.
And gasoline.
All the liberals in the greater 3 mile area.
Yeah, their heads are exploding.
What the fuck? I understand the flavor of the open flame and even wood, like wood chips.
Yeah.
I fully understand that. And I think it has its place. But when it comes to like which one is better, when you put it in a pan, it's sitting in all
the
that
fat.
Flavor. Mm. Yeah. The fat, the butter, the, you know, you're throwing thyme in there, whatever
for
you're
sure.
putting in. So that's why it's just completely soaked.
I'm with you. It's good.
Yeah.
I just like the...
I just think a lot of people can't do
like
pan-seared very well.
I love a grilled steak, but I love a pan-seared steak too.
I just love steak.
So I have a cast iron skillet and I have my flat top outside. I don't even have a grill anymore. It's just the flat top.
Nice.
Outside.
Well, I want to get one of those too one day. Like a Blackstone kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do you have a Blackstone?
Yeah,
a
Blackstone. Yeah.
Man.
Those things are so cool.
I want a smoker. Do you have a smoker, right?
My in-laws do, and then my parents do. So
they got one of the Traegers or the egg or
stick
old
burner.
School.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
offset smoker.
Yeah.
It's the only way to do it.
And I mean, the Traegers are handy if you don't want to sit outside and cook all day long.
Yeah.
The ones that you cook on, like, that's a, you have to pay attention.
Well, yeah, for hours and hours and hours.
But it's so good. I love smoked meats.
That's what I like about it.
No, Josh, I didn't say I love smoking meat.
Yeah, sure.
He's the one that loves smoking meat.
Yeah,
that's, I love eating his smoked meat.
I like putting his smoked meat in my mouth. I just think we can all agree that grilled steak is probably the lowest. And it takes the least.
If you disagree, you're a fucking terrorist.
It takes the least amount of skill, Chase.
Okay. Hey, whatever. Yeah.
If you disagree, you're a domestic terrorist.
You're being violent towards me.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. I'm offended.
What's the most expensive grill you can buy?
Like, what do you... No,
it's got a smoker attachment. It's got a flat top like you were just enamored by.
Dude, I'm sure you spend like $30,000 on that.
Yeah, they get, man. They get way up there. If you're like looking for one just for your backyard, you know, not what, like that's built on a trailer, because that's competition cookers can get up to probably even higher than that, $50,000, $60,000. Holy man. But, you know, I was looking at some the other day, and I don't remember the brand in particular, but if you want one of their big, you know, 100-plus gallon smoker, you're paying $7,000-$8,000. Good and they could get very, very expensive.
Mm.
Is that like for restaurants and shit because they're so big?
That's for like the backyard enthusiast.
Good Lord.
Yeah, there's a guy on YouTube who is a chef, or used to be a chef at least. He's got a huge following now, so that's probably all he does. Yeah. But he has a backyard kitchen, I guess, and it's huge. And it's all like marble topped. His grill is like in the marble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just imagine that one being like $50,000 installment in your backyard.
Hey, if you're including all of that,
y'all can come over anytime.
If you win the lottery, I better have one of those in my backyard.
I'll give you your $5 million, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Do what you want
with it. Then you do what you want. But I'll have it. I'll only win $5 million. You're like, no, motherfucker.
You said $5 million. You're like, all right. Fuck, man.
I just won this. I'm so excited.
Your wife is super pissed.
I'm like, babe, what do you want me to do?
I promised him, man.
It's on the air.
I promised him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in debt to Chase because I won the lottery and I promised him $5 million too.
I'm like, hey, bro, you want to buy me some lunch? Like, get fucked.
Get a job, man.
God dang booch, get away from me.
Oh, man.
Fuck you and your conversation. What's the first thing we're doing? You win. Let's be modest here.
Okay.
And this isn't super modest, but it is modest. Because there are billionaires in the world. Mm-hmm. Let's say you win $50 million.
Go on.
Yeah.
It's the first thing you're doing.
I'm in. Oh, man.
After you've contacted the lawyer, after you your money's in.
You have your money in hand. Buying property.
Okay.
Buying exactly what I want and starting to build a house. That's the first thing I'm doing.
I'm with you. I'd do the same thing.
Let me tell you why you're both wrong. How are you going to get there?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's right. That's I'm going straight point. To a car dealership.
You know what?
But I have a truck.
I'm selling my piece.
You're going to keep that?
Honestly, I probably would.
Not me. I'm running my
I would buy a new truck, too. But I would keep that one.
Just for fun.
I'm fucking in it still. Driving off the cliff.
Damn it. I didn't think this through.
I'm the richest man in the world. Yeah. I can never die. Like, that's not how it works.
Yeah. I just won the fucking lottery. I'll never die. Chase and I are like, yes. Yeah. Yes. We get his cut.
Did you write it in your will?
It's going to go straight to my wife, and she's going to be like,
bullshit. No. She likes us better than she likes you.
So what dealership are you going to?
Well, so I have...
I'm going to get a Dodge. Fucking loser.
Bro, you have to. You have to get something like that. So I have a very rich friend who gets Ferraris and he's had Lamborghinis. He has a Porsche. He does all this. And he says they won't let you buy unless you take the steps. So you can get a low grade.
Yeah, I don't want one.
Very low grade Ferrari.
For real?
Well, you'll be paying like hundreds of thousands over sticker if that you want to skip the steps.
Got
to
join the club, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Work and your way up.
I'm out on that
shit. Work your way up, bro.
He's a VIP, and they let him know first when they're getting new models in.
Suck my farts, bro. I'm
and it's yeah. Well, so that's the difference between us and this guy that I know. Like,
sure.
He respects the muscle car, but he's not going to fucking go get one.
Right.
But and he actually,
would, though, right?
He has a
go through the steps to get.
I would,
your
yeah,
Ferrari or whatever.
I think I'd.
Not me. I mean, I would probably spend a lot of money to get like a 1970 Mach 1 Boss Mustang.
Okay,
that's what I would.
But you're,
and it would be fucking pristine.
You're only looking, at a pristine Mach 1. You're probably looking at like 150 grand.
Yeah, that's what I would get. I would get that over a Ferrari for me personally. That's what I would do.
Man.
I'd rather, if we're talking cars like that, I'd go with a probably about the same year Chevelle Super Sport.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do love a Chevelle.
That Chevelles would probably be mine. But other than that,
GTOs
I would just.
GTOs are pretty badass.
I love the GTO. I was going to say that, but
yeah.
Also.
Those are sweet. Yeah.
Barracuda.
Barracuda. See, I'd be super boring, though. I'd just buy the baddest truck I could get. And that would be it.
I'd get a truck, too.
It would, yeah, but he'd be like, "Man, why'd you spend all that money on that truck? I won the lottery, man.
It's like
this
why
is
not?
Probably the cheapest thing I could have bought with the lottery money.
Some of those trucks now are $100,000.
Yeah, the TRX, 100 grand, and that Raptor R that's coming out that's supposed to beat the TRX.
I wouldn't even get one of those.
People are
let's be a 3/4 ton truck.
You have
same
to
thing
be
I have. Out there.
I would have like an up armored. Vehicle though
you have to be on a list right now to buy those Raptor R's, and they know that there aren't any to buy. And so my buddy who's super rich has a TRX, but he wants the new thing, and so he's going to sell the TRX, which I think is way better, and buy this Raptor R. But
you should just be like, just give me the TRX.
Yeah, that's what I said.
yeah, I told him.
Take that $100,000 truck from you.
He's not going to do it.
Dude, those things are sweet.
Yes.
I rode in one the other day.
Yeah.
And they are bad to the bone.
He told me he talked to a guy at a Ford dealership and says, I got one and you can buy it, but you're going to be paying 50 grand over the sticker. Mm-hmm. He's like, bro, I will buy it and I am going to get one, but I don't want to pay 50 over the sticker.
I mean, I don't care how much money you have. That's I feel like I would be like, no.
I said, what'd you say to that? And he was like, or what did he say to you saying that? He said, oh, well. So
that's crazy,
he knows.
He knows what he has.
Ford has people by the balls when it comes to those Raptor R's, and I don't care.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would. The first dealership I would go to is probably Ford, Dodge, or Chevy, because that's something you could put your money down and literally leave.
With it right then and there. Yeah.
And you'd instead be driving out of there with a Maverick.
Instead of those Ferrari boys, like, we don't know. We have to contact some people. I don't know. Is
they're
that
Italian.
What is that?
I don't know.
That's French, isn't it?
It sounded kind of German.
It sounded like a German
I think hybrid. That was French. We had to contact some people.
That's
we have to see some people.
And we have to go back to the Eiffel Tower.
Ciao, Bella.
Hey, what's up, AC? You have to get out of here, motherfucker.
Just went to Southern California real quick.
Yeah. They all speak Spanish, right?
Yeah. That's close enough.
Okay, so now we've gotten our ride.
Got my ride.
Okay. Yeah. I guess we're going to you for real estate purposes.
I mean, my license isn't active, but I can help.
No, I mean, property, like you have to have an active license for that.
Yeah.
But you have the ideas of where we could buy property.
Oh, always.
Okay.
Oh, I know where I would like to go. There's a couple places I would like to go as far as property-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Hill Country is always desirable.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Borney area. I'm not like
who
necessarily in there.
Borney?
Yeah.
Bernie,
whatever.
I ain't never heard of that.
The fuck you say it.
Outside of San Antonio, kind of.
It's kind of near San Antonio, between San Antonio and Kerrville.
I ain't never heard of that.
Anyways,
very pretty land.
But yeah, of course, I wouldn't just put the first piece of property I'm buying. It might be around here.
Hmm.
Maybe a little bit further north. Maybe a little bit further west. But yeah, it's definitely going to be somewhere around here, probably.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Your house on Lake Conroe too?
Oh yeah, for sure. I would have multiple properties for sure.
I feel like that'd be the first place I go.
I'd get Lake Conroe. You get a house on the lake?
Yeah.
I want some property, man.
But I'd get property too. No doubt.
So
I would want to live on the property.
I'd buy. Yeah.
And I'd wake up and
lake house,
start shooting shit off my balcony almost every morning.
Because that'd be the next thing I'd buy would be just whatever guns I wanted.
Yeah.
Okay. So the ball is rolling. Things are happening with your property.
Can I pause right real quick?
Let's hear it.
I think what, honestly, and I say this, obviously, not having the money, and compound isn't the right word, but I would want friends surrounding me.
Yeah.
So say I buy like 100 acres.
You want a community.
Like I would give like you 5 acres. I'd give you 5 acres. And some of my other friends 5 acres, you know, like-minded individuals. Mm-hmm. Like, and yeah, it would turn into like, we wouldn't be like walled around everything, but
it'd be like a gated community.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
No, I dig that.
And my house would be the biggest.
Can't build your house
right in the middle.
It's fucking gold. And everyone else's is silver. Yeah. Just so you all know, you come second to me.
It's going to be
on
copper.
Top of the hill. So we can
it's
going to
be real pretty
else's.
At first, then it's going to turn green.
your front yard is all blue bonnets, and you plant weeds in ours specifically.
I just become like a huge dick to y'all.
Hey, I'm leaving, man.
Come cut my grass. I throw scissors at you.
Bitch.
Oh, okay.
All right. So the wheels are turning with your house. Everyone, like the realtor, understands what needs to happen. You're going to start making plans to build your home, but everything's happening. Okay. Now what do you do? Chase, you say you're buying guns, but it's still, you're 3 hours into winning or to having your money.
Yeah, you're right. The guns would be first. Yeah. I'd start planning on other real estate investments, income producing properties.
Okay.
Whether it be commercial, residential, probably a combination of both.
So you're on hour four, and you're now going to go to properties to say, I want to buy this from you.
I'm going
to
start looking into them.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty immediately, but I think the next thing I'm doing after I buy my property is I'm going on a trip, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, there you go. I'm
going on a vacay.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Where to?
Real. Man, I have no idea. Probably not one place.
Just all of them?
All of them.
Mineral wells?
I've always... Going to miserable swells,
right,
dog.
Miserable swells, right off the bat.
I've always wanted to go to Scandinavia, like Norway or even Iceland. Yeah. I think would be
your motherland.
Flipping amazing, yeah. Always wanted to go there. I've always wanted to see the Aurora Borealis up there and all that. That's probably, but that doesn't happen. I think the main months for that are like February.
So if you
in March,
if you
I'm
won,
100% sure on that.
If you won in August, you'd be like, well.
I'll go somewhere else. If I want to know,
I'll put it off.
I'd definitely go to like the beach somewhere.
Hmm.
I don't know where. I would probably look up like British beaches in the world. You know, what
you're
I'm
googling
saying?
On your cracked iPhone screen.
Yeah. Still don't have a new phone.
What are the prettiest beaches to go to on a non-budget?
On a non-budget. No, I'd still be cheap as shit.
On a budget.
You know, you grow up poor.
You
dude.
Put in on a non-budget, and the camera's just right over your shoulder, and you take a second, and you delete it.
Start deleting.
Delete non.
Okay, on a budget.
Have you all heard of Lake Como, Italy?
No.
Nope.
Have you seen Ocean's 12, I think it is?
Yep.
You know the house that they go visit the French guy on?
Yeah.
That's Lake Como.
Oh, okay.
That was also George Clooney's house.
Oh, of course.
And
yeah,
incredible. Like if I could live there, you know, and be free like an American, I would. But it's Italy, you know.
There's a place called Interlaken, Switzerland that's flipping amazing. I've been there. It's beautiful.
Well, you're not going back. You've been there.
Yeah, I've been there, but I might buy a house.
That's true.
Airbnb that shit, dog.
Yeah.
And make even more millions. Then I would join the World Economic
Forum. So you'd be out there hanging out with Klaus. Like, Bo, what are you doing, dude?
Dude.
He's a nice guy.
Dude.
He's a really nice guy.
Turns out,
he's pretty cool.
He also pays me a lot of money.
Yeah.
Why don't y'all take these pills?
What the fuck?
Just take them.
Just take the pills.
They are good for you.
Huh.
It's like a meal in my hand.
You come back to the community that you built.
Yeah.
Everybody, I have pills for you to take.
I brought pills.
Sven is here.
Is it food? We don't know.
We don't know.
Just take them. We'll see. We'll figure it out together.
Fucking cyanide.
Yeah. You are so stupid.
You are so stupid. You are dead now.
Oh, brother.
Okay, so we've got the house. We've just come back from vacation.
Is that what you would do after the house? What would you do after the house?
I think you're. I mean, you hit the nail on the head there. I'm going somewhere.
Yeah. I'm going to go hunt a person.
Most dangerous
the
game?
The most dangerous game.
Been there, done
mm-hmm. that. Yeah, I was going to say, haven't you done that before?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
And you got paid to do it.
Yeah.
This time you'd have to pay to do it.
It's a shame. Yeah. But so is life.
Hey, whatever.
I want to hunt someone. I
go
gotta
to every continent, you know.
If I'm paying
what's
for
that,
it.
What is it in hunting when you get... It's one of them's in Africa where like you get like a lion.
It's like a grand slam.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm doing that with humans.
I got me a white.
Just finished up my grand slam.
I just picked off an Asian the other day.
But which Asian? Yeah. I mean...
I didn't stop the chick. It's Chinese, all right? What'd I say?
That's up there, man.
He's Chinese. So, after vacation, or even maybe... depends on what type of person you are, but maybe even on vacation, you kind of have to sit down and decide how much money you're giving to people. Because...
Right.
Not, you know, people expect it, but they might... That person might not be getting cash.
Yeah.
If I've won 50 million, my parents are getting a fair amount, and
oh for sure,
they're going to be taken care of.
Yeah, they will never have to work another day in their life, and they're going to be very comfortable.
Now, extended family,
are we talking brothers or cousins?
They're screwed.
Cousins,
no,
aunts, uncles, cousins. I'm sitting them down, me personally, and y'all wouldn't have to do this. You know, it's your money, but I'm sitting them down all at a table, mom's side and dad's side. You're coming to one table. I'm not doing two fucking things. I'm rich now. I don't have to do that shit.
You come to me.
You come to me.
And no, I'm not buying your plane ticket, Dave.
Keep your receipt. We'll talk about
you
it.
Cheap motherfucker.
And if you don't come, you're not getting anything.
Yeah. So I'll sit them down. 50 million. You're probably going to get, you know, cousins maybe get, depending on the age, 25 grand to 100 grand.
Sure.
Aunts and uncles, 100 to 200. 50.
My brother brought this up to me, and I think a really cool thing to do with your cousins or whatever is just pay the rest of their mortgage off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably something I would do.
Yeah.
I would like to do so instead of
like I live in a trailer,
giving them a check, you know, I'd rather do something like that. Like, hey, your mortgage.
I paid off your cars and your mortgage.
Yeah.
It's done.
And if they have a shit car, I bought you a new car. And I paid off your mortgage.
It's a fucking Corolla, but, you know, I bought it for you.
But it's new.
Yeah, it's new,
motherfucker. Yeah. What do you want for nothing? money back?
Yeah. I don't think so. Give me the car. You know, give me the car back.
I'm selling the old car and keeping that cash, though.
Running off a cliff.
Jeez.
In it again.
Yeah, it's like,
oh, you got to get out,
I survived the first one. I go higher.
Yeah. So they're all sitting at the table. And I tell them, this is what you're getting. And obviously, I've worked it out. You know, everything's written. This is what you're getting. And I want to give it to you. And you're allowed to do whatever you want with it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you squander it, do not come back to me.
Yeah, this is it.
This is all you're getting.
I get to shoot you in the leg.
Yeah, if you squander it.
No, before you get the money.
I've always wanted to shoot you in the leg.
And I get to pick the leg.
I get to cut one of your toes off with a hatchet. This fucked up shit.
I do think Bo really does want to hunt a person.
Yeah.
Starting to really seem like that.
Say things are really seeping through, you know?
Yeah.
Seeping through the facade. And
12-year-old nephew is like, I get to punch him right in the face.
Yeah, fuck. You see that kid?
Uh-huh. Just grab him by the hair.
Yeah. Several times.
Here's your suitcase. Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out, you little pussy. Stop crying. It's fucking blood on my hand. Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Nobody.
Yeah, I think that's a big portion. And then it's a separate conversation that you have with your friends.
Yeah.
And it's close friends. Remember that. Because if you ever fall out.
Right now are, that are listening is like, you're going to give him $5 million, but you're paying off my mortgage.
Yeah, what is
you
this?
Dick.
Damn
what
straight.
What is this?
Damn straight. I'm not close with you. I don't know you.
Oh, were like you second cousins and shit? They're not getting anything.
Were you there when I launched that car off the fucking hill? And I was in the hospital for weeks? No, you weren't.
And how about the second time
I did? And what about the second time I went off a mountaintop with a car?
You weren't there. Josh and Chase, they were cheering me on.
They were there to pick up the pieces.
They were saying, Bo, you can do it.
Yeah!
They weren't telling me no, we're don't do this.
We're all drunk.
Yeah, right. Faster!
And I think I would sit my friends down in pairs. So y'all would be a pair. I know I have a pair of other friends as well. It sounds
just,
funny to
just a couple pairs
to mention it like that. Yeah. But
and then you put us in a room and tell us to fight.
And I'm on the other side. There's an intercom that I'm pressing. Click. Okay, so
here's what's gonna happen.
There's that money
falling from the ceiling.
There's money in that suitcase right there, and you're gonna get it, one of you.
One of you.
But you have to fight to the death. And if you don't, that's when the knives pop down. The ceiling is collapsing on y'all. So you could either both die and neither of you get the money and I get to keep it.
And you only have 30 seconds.
30 seconds to decide, go.
Oh my God.
Now you sit them down in pairs. You let them know what happened. Because you don't tell anyone.
No.
When you win the lottery.
For sure. Absolutely not.
And people are going to be like, well, Josh went on a vacation. I haven't seen him since.
Where's he been?
My mom's going to be calling me. And I'm going to not.
You wouldn't tell your mom?
So I don't know.
With that.
We're talking like a week-long vacation.
Yeah.
Right. I would probably tell my parents first.
Can they keep a secret? Would. That's the thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm very selfish.
My dad just walks into his job. And he's like, fuck you. I quit. And then I die on vacation.
Yeah,
never
right.
Get the money or anything.
Something crazy like that.
I talked to somebody I used to work with a while ago when I first got into real estate. And we were talking about winning the lottery. And he said, he was like, you know, if you win it as an individual and you don't do what I'm about to tell you, it's very easy to look up to see who won the lottery. So if say on the, like the news can find out mm-hmm. and want to come and interview you. So what you do if you win it right away, you go start an LLC and then you claim that and you say the LLC is the one who's taking the prize money.
Mm.
See what I'm saying? So
do they
when
get
they look up the LLC, I don't think so. I think it's all the same. But somebody can find out who that LLC is. So don't name it Joshua P. Sims LLC.
Mm-hmm. No,
you know, you want to name it something.
Kidding me?
Yeah. Well, something along the lines of where people can't figure it out. And then you have your lawyers as a point of contact for that. And then they're not going to get through those lawyers. That's what they're there for. Keep that in mind. Anyone listening.
Because this is happening.
Yeah. I'm planning on winning the lottery.
So you know the $1 billion lottery that just happened?
Yeah.
I was speaking with my rich friend and I was like, are you going to play? And he said, no. And I was like, why not? You can get the chance to, you know, increase your wealth by $1 billion. He's like, I don't care. I'm rich enough. Like,
that's awesome.
So he talks about how his dad is even more rich than he is. And so I'm like, would he want to? He'd be like, fuck no. He would rather go make $1 billion than win $1 billion, which is, he's one of the very few people on planet Earth that could say that. And so
is his dad a billionaire?
Not yet.
Multi-million.
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome, man.
Multiples.
Oh, I got to say, one thing I would do before you continue, you got to tithe.
Yes.
You and I have talked about this before.
You said, okay, let me finish this real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's like telling me, I'm one of the only people on planet Earth that wouldn't be jealous if you won that lottery, is what he told me. And I was like, okay, so what do I do if I win? He's like, you call me right away. You don't tell anyone else. You pack a bag. You come here, and we're getting you in touch with a really, really high profile lawyer.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, okay, that's good to know, because if I didn't know him, I don't know any.
Oh,
I call the
either.
Texas Hammer.
Yeah, he would rape the shit out of you too.
Jim Adler would just love.
Yeah, I bet he would. So
you tell him if I win, I'm calling.
I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out for you.
It's gonna cost you another $5.
Yeah, it is definitely gonna cost you
$5 mil.
Another. Oh, only $111.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, don't know what to tell
you,
bud.
I'm sorry, bro. Yeah.
My hands are tied.
It leaves you with one.
Like they're not tied.
You get a million. You're a fucking millionaire. You get $1 million.
Ungrateful is what you are.
Well, taxes come out, but still, you're close.
You got a couple hundred thousand.
You're real close. Yep.
Until you talk to that lawyer. Then it's right. Well, damn, now I'm left with nothing.
I've got like $3,000 left.
Shit, I'm going to buy a grill. So we're talking about tithing, and you said you would give it all to one church. So you're
tithe my initial 10%
that's
my
5 million if you win 50 million. If I'm given 5 million, I feel like I would give it to a bunch of different churches. Like I would break that 5 million into, you know, 250 grand,
just kind of,
and give it to different churches.
I think that's a good
pop
idea.
Them out there.
I would probably go to my pastor and like talk to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And say, you know, I'm not doing this for recognition, but I'm going to tithe. And, you know, do you have, maybe here's, like you said, 250,000. Do you have any suggestions for other churches that are in need that you know are good churches and not just turds?
Mm-hmm.
Like not these, you know, douchebags that just want money.
Right.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Especially smaller churches. There's one that popped up over here a year or two ago, right on Wilson Road. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen there, it used to be a credit union.
Okay.
And it's a very small church now. And I pass it all the time. And I just think they could really benefit.
Maybe that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't go there. So. They could be completely shitty people.
Money launderers.
Yeah. That's why they.
I walk in and there's just Italian dudes in track suits, gold chains. Welcome to the Catholic. I don't know. Something clever.
Something clever.
Welcome to Mother's Mass. How can we help you?
Mother's Mass.
Sprinkle the water on your face real quick.
Put the water on your face. All say right. 50 Hail Marys. Get the fuck out of here.
Like, hey, man.
Are they Italian or are they from Boston?
Both.
See, I was thinking New Yorker.
I don't fucking.
So, because of Boston
I
guy,
really don't know.
I mean, I could see Bostonian Catholics, you know, the Irish Catholics.
Yeah. You watch your fucking mouth.
Grab you your fucking beer. Get over here. Sit down, guy. Sit down. We're going to talk about this for a minute.
This guy right here is bringing us $250,000.
$250,000.
The best basketball player to ever live. Prove me wrong.
Man.
I didn't even say anything.
Shut your fucking mouth. Pull out a gun. This guy needs is the fucking best. I can't do it. I lose Boston. I lose it. But he's just got to
turn around, get the fuck out of here.
He's got a gun. I fucking love this guy. I fucking love him. Pointing his gun at you.
It's like, this is a church, right?
I should probably get out of here.
Catholics are crazy. Yeah, we are. You're damn right we are.
So we've tithed.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our house in motion. Taking a vacation.
Yep.
I think this is when you start looking into properties, because this is the moment.
Maybe buying some cattle.
This is the moment where I buy a Chick-fil-A.
Nah, you can I'm do opening that. Black Rifles, homie.
Black Rifle would be good.
You can do whatever the fuck you
know,
want.
This is my money. Do you know that it's extremely hard to open a Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, you actually.
So if I go to Chick-fil-A corporate and I say, I just won the lottery, I've got $50 million to spend, they're not going to turn me away.
Guarantee you they would. Do you think they need your money, Josh?
No, I don't, but they know that I'm not going to default. They know I'm not going to default.
Yeah, but it's like the Ferrari thing. You have to go through a management course to where you actually go to an existing
Chick-fil-A. You have to take tests on the Bible.
Yeah, you got to do that. Uh-huh.
Because they don't want some...
I respect that.
...liberal asshole like you. And putting rainbow flags up in a Chick-fil-A.
Look at your fucking beard and your hair. You liberal piece of shit.
Go back to Austin.
That's it.
We don't take kindly to your kind around here.
Oh, there he is.
There he is. Joshua.
So
I go by Joshua now?
I really want to buy a Chick-fil-A and, like, kind of make some changes.
They're like,
that's the person that they're like, no.
Get out.
But if I'm saying, you know, if I'm...
That's when they get their cousin from Boston.
Boston?
Your cousin
From Boston.
I would open some kind of state-of-the-art training facility for like fitness, but then also guns and stuff like that. Like if
you want to bar,
there be a bar. Yeah, bar, gun range.
I'm telling you, I'm buying
weight room and a pool.
I'm buying that property. I'm buying that property right there.
Off 105? Yeah,
I'm buying that property.
Hell yeah, we are.
I called you about it.
No, we are,
Josh.
Yeah. We.
No. I am.
Dick.
And I'm fine. I might even
You know what? I'm going to buy it when I win.
Just rub it in your face.
And make you live right next to it.
In a trailer.
And then I'm just going to let it rot. I'm going to drive it off a damn cliff.
I might even like, because the building's nice. Yeah. And you don't know what we're talking about because I don't want anyone to buy it before me. But the building is nice. It has a building in the back where they kept product, a lot of their product. And I
all the meth was kept back there.
I would ideally right now, if I had just enough money for this project, I would keep the building and, you know, put all the gym equipment inside and have a pool in the back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if I had $50 million... That building is getting demolished. I might expand a little bit because I'm putting a track around it.
Yeah.
And there's going to be an Olympic pool as well. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a fucking smoothie bar, all the fixings.
That's kind of stuff I'd buy or build. I'd just build my own. I don't know how to do it.
But is there, I hate to ask because it's probably going to be stupid, but is there a need for those buildings in this area? Because I feel like we're kind of oversaturated.
Conroe is getting a little, and the city itself isn't too big on metal buildings anymore. But good old Willis, Texas.
Oh, brother.
Builds some out there.
And they're expanding.
Yeah.
Who dat?
Willis.
Yeah, they're getting nice.
Have you been down there recently? Or up there,
we've
rather?
We've driven through there, looking at some places to buy. Not there, but...
You've seen on 1097, all the shit that they're clearing.
The 1097's getting crazy.
Everything's getting fucking crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm buying Montgomery County and I'm kicking people out.
How much would it cost to buy Montgomery County?
There's no way.
I don't think it's
How much possible. Is Bill Gates paying for Montgomery County?
Billions.
How much is China paying for Montgomery County?
Nothing. We ain't letting them in here.
Oh, no. I thought you meant... Because the government will just let them do whatever.
I'm going to run for president if I win.
I think that's a bad idea.
No, I would fucking never, ever do that.
No. Fuck!
We would just expand the what government. We're doing here.
Fuck the government.
Like, we would be buying advertisements.
Oh, bro, We would be huge. We would be the podcast.
I'd be dressing shop even more hardcore than I am right now.
Joe Rogan thinks he's rich.
Just wait.
Thinks he's got a good podcast? Just wait till I win the lottery, man. Saying,
who's Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan who? Joe who?
Who's
Joe Mama?
Are you saying Bro Hogan? Who is this?
He's like, oh, man.
Man.
My podcast used to get so many listeners.
I like Bernie Sanders. Idiot.
Fucking idiot. Yeah, he's a fence word. Yeah, I do too.
Stupid.
Yes.
Okay. So we can't buy chicken filet.
You can. Hey, it's your money, bro.
You can. It's just a process. Homie.
We're rooting this fantasy in real life. So if they're not going to let me, I'm not going to fucking do it.
Well, they'll let you. You just have to go through.
It's going
to
be a process.
The process.
I'm buying my way through the process. Is what I'm trying to say.
Now nobody thought of that.
They're not bureaucrats, homie.
Guess we'll see.
You think that other millionaires haven't gone to them?
Who says that they haven't let them?
I say, I'm on the board for Chick-fil-A. I've been saying it wrong this whole time.
I'm on the acceptance board for Chick-fil-A. Bill Gates came to us.
And I said no.
And we turned his ass down. All because of me.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, world.
This world could have been soy Chick-fil-A. Because of Bill fucking Gates.
What did Bill Gates do when we turned him down? Killed all the chickens in America.
Yeah, he did.
That's why he's killing the chickens.
Yeah. And he started going to McDonald's. Have you seen him?
Now and then.
God. It's disgusting. I might buy a McDonald's.
That's why he's killing all the cattle.
Yeah.
Because McDonald's turned them down too.
I might buy McDonald's. Mickey D's? That's got to be easier. Way easier than Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
Their only deal is, again, because I've looked into this too, once you buy one, you're now in it to start buying multiple, which isn't a bad thing because you start it and you do well. They're like, well, we want you to start more and do
But I can't afford that, you know? But I want to save that money.
Once you get one, because I know I've met people who own franchises. Like, dude, once you get one, you start making money at it, you want to open another one and another one and another one.
Yeah. It's money to make money.
I'm so poor.
So, it's fun to dream.
All right, then what?
Then what?
We're done.
Okay, so we have...
I disappear off the face of the earth.
You think so?
No.
You're never seeing another movie.
I mean, fucking watch it from home.
I'm probably. Just doing stuff like this at that point.
That's right.
You Having think fun. You can handle that?
What? We would be doing this you almost
said,
every day.
You said the other day that you would still be working.
Yeah, but then you talked me out of it.
Yeah, obviously.
It changed his mind.
But it was in your mind.
Yeah, for
five. That was $5 million.
$5 million?
Yeah.
If I had 50? Come on.
Oh, is that what we were talking about? Yeah. Oh, that's right. I was giving you $5 million at this point. Okay. Okay, so, but, you know, you go on your hunting trip, you go on your hiking trip, you do your trips, you're spending time with your wife. Now, all of a sudden, she's there all the time. I mean, are you getting annoyed with her?
No.
Okay, are you getting annoyed with the...
My
with,
wife's home all the time right now.
But are you getting annoyed with the not having a job? Because a lot of men need purpose.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't be doing manual labor anymore. We would be doing stuff like this. This would be my job.
And that's what the land is for too. Just work the land.
What are we gonna start making our own food? Like growing our own stuff?
I'll probably have a pretty good size garden.
So you're gonna learn how to
be more self sufficient for sure.
Process those things?
Yeah, absolutely.
For lack of a better phrase.
For sure.
Hire a butcher.
Yeah. Plus if you own land, you wanna have cattle on it for the
tax
writer, you know. And, you know, cows are cool, and I like to eat cows.
You know Rich Froning?
Yeah.
He's got buffalo.
Buffalo.
And they make jerky.
Yeah.
Buffalo's pretty good. I've had it before.
Yeah.
Buffalo's good.
I like elk a lot, too. Elk's it's one called, of my favorite meats.
Oh, I'd be chasing elk every hunting season. Oh, dude.
I would have property in Colorado.
In elk country.
I would own all the elks.
Can't shoot that elk. That's my elk.
Bullshit. Yeah, look at the other side of him. It's got just this huge
it's
brand.
Bow on it.
Yeah.
Bow's elk.
I dare you to shoot it.
Told you, bitch.
I'll own your ass.
I'm also the game warden out in this part. Yeah. Out in these parts.
I'm just going to start suing everybody.
I'll sue you.
I'm going to buy CNN and just burn it to the ground.
I'm not.
I heard, somebody CNN. Talking about Elon Musk like going through with Twitter. Like just buying it and then shutting it down.
How funny would that be?
Didn't the deal go down? Like he's not doing it anymore?
Yeah, they're suing him and there's all kinds of all kinds.
Yeah, that would be funny.
That would be hilarious, man. Yeah, what kind of cattle would you just have, like regular cows or because buffalo, I think buffalo are cool as shit.
Longhorn,
man.
Right?
I think
I'd get some longhorn.
Longhorn would be cool. You can't mix cattle and buffalo.
No, yeah, I know.
You can't?
Yeah, because brucellosis. Buffalo carry brucellosis, and it's deadly for cows, so you can't mix the two.
Oh.
No cross-mogination.
I mean, no. I'm not breeding.
No, well, they it's not an STD.
Yeah.
My fucking longhorn's got a stid.
You gotta keep them
separate.
Got fucking
syphilis over there.
Fucking buffalo.
Got cow syphilis.
I think a challenge with buffalo too is they will they like to knock down fences.
Mm.
Where barbed wire with cows works pretty well. I think buffalo just if they want to go through, they're going to go through. So that would be tough.
Mm.
So just regular cow, maybe get into the Wagyu game. You know, raise some Wagyu cattle. That would be cool.
What kind of, that's the,
just so I can have it.
That's the kind of cow. That's the cow's name.
I would just have a bunch of
There's a certain
calves.
Way that you raise them.
I'd have a veal farm.
Oh, God.
You
break all their legs so they can't walk. The meat's so tender.
I couldn't do that.
How do you get the...
Either,
yeah, for real.
Shit. There's no way.
How do you get this meat so tender?
I break their legs.
No, you just don't say, And then it flashes back to you, like, literally clubbing their legs. It's super fucked up.
Just crying really the whole brutal. Time.
That is super fucked up.
I don't want to do this.
Yeah. No, Bo would be super into it. I'm not, like, I don't really agree with, like,
which one you use first?
Vegans and PETA. Yeah,
I'm staring them down.
PETA and all that shit. Look at this one looking at me wrong. It's you.
Did you look at me wrong? What'd you say?
You little bitch. Yeah, I don't really agree with
killing three of them.
PETA that much, but like that one, like we don't need veal. We already have steak, bro. Right. Let them
yeah,
let them grow up.
I agree. Let them grow up a little bit.
Yeah, jeez. Give them a chance. You'll graze the field a little
bit. Yeah,
yeah. God. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you there. That's pretty brutal.
I remember when I found out about veal. I was at a dinner with my family. I was a little bit younger, and these family or like my parents' friends came to visit, and they were from California, and they were actually conservative from California.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the men got something, and I was like, "What is that?" He said, "It's veal." I was like, "I don't know what veal is." And he told me it's calf meat.
Yeah.
And they you know, they don't let them live past a certain age. And I was like, "Wow, that is."
Have you ever, did you eat it?
I have not had
veal. I don't think I've ever had it. If I did, I was like young, but we grew up super poor, so I very highly doubt that I've had it.
I can't imagine it being...
I say super poor. We weren't like, I didn't have dirt floors or anything, but we were poor.
I can't imagine it swaying my opinion on letting the cow grow up a bit.
I already like beef. Oh, you know what? It is.
Worth it.
Hand me that club. I get
this
it.
This is so fucking good, I'll do it myself.
That one? No problem.
No problem. But he's mine
like,
now,
you can't
though.
Shoot him. You have to choke them to death for it to be extra good. God, this is so fucking delicious.
So good. Man up.
Stop.
They're big cow eyes.
I'm going to have freaking nightmares tonight. This poor cow.
Y'all are disturbed, people.
Yeah.
So this is what I was, you know, what do those people do? Most people who win the lottery, they fuck it up.
Yeah, they
they're poor again within the next 5 years or some shit like
that. Yeah, it's just spending like crazy, man. You got to have money coming back in.
Absolutely.
And I fully understand why.
Yeah.
It's because they're not smart. And again, I'm not smart, but I am smart enough to know that you got to have something coming back.
Yeah. And I'm not like versed in the stock market whatsoever, so that wouldn't be my game. It would be like mostly properties and things like that.
Yeah.
Plus the stock market is
trash
shit right now.
Yeah.
At that point too, when you have that kind of money, you could hire a good financial manager, right? And be like, hey,
it's hard. I don't know if I would trust anybody though.
Yeah,
it'd be tough
because I would feel like, and I mean, I wouldn't know who to trust, and I would feel like people would be like taking advantage of me because I am so ignorant to that stuff. And then I would end up
killing somebody,
beating the shit out of somebody. I wouldn't go.
That's the guy that I hunt for sport.
Go. He's like, what?
I know what you did.
Go.
I know what you did to my money. It's a revolver. Go.
There's one round. You better start running.
I loaded. I loaded three.
That was two. Right. Run.
I don't know where they're at. Please let me pull the trigger again.
I'll do it.
It's me, then it's you. It's me, then it's you. Click. Oh.
It's your turn.
This has been a pretty murdery episode.
I dig it.
It has.
I dig it.
I like the lottery talk. I like to hear the hopes and dreams of y'all.
Yeah. It's fun.
The probability is super low. I think you have a better chance of being struck by lightning while being eaten by a polar bear in this climate.
Yeah.
In Texas.
Yeah.
Now I'm depressed.
Yeah.
You're right.
But
you can't have no in your heart. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I've been playing for a while.
Me and my wife talk about winning the lottery all the fucking time, but we very rarely play.
Same here.
I play.
That's good to know.
Can't win if you're not in.
We always talk about it. And, you know, I bought one for the $1 billion ticket, and it's up to like 90 million now, I think.
Again, yeah.
So.
But that's still a tenth
of. Is it
of,
90 million?
I think it's up to 110, actually. That's the time I looked, which was right before I got here.
Okay.
I think.
So I'll probably start buying some.
But DJ Khaled, I think, bought like 60,000 tickets or some
dickhead,
shit.
What a dickhead, man.
Yeah.
Whatever. And I mean, it's his money. He can do whatever he wants.
The CEO, or the founder, sorry, of Raising Cane's bought that many as well.
You have the money.
I get it.
I guess I do, too.
But wouldn't you be happier for some? And those are people who don't have.
Remember those scratch-off, the weekly grand scratch-offs?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Weekly grand?
Yeah, I was like, I don't even know if they have. I haven't played a scratch-off in forever. But it was like, you scratch off $3,000, you get $1,000 for a week for 20 years or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, shit.
I heard Troy Aikman won that. I'm like, what are you doing playing fucking scratch-offs, you dickhead?
I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, look that up. Look, I remember that freaking years ago.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, can't tell them what they can do with their money to a certain extent, but...
I mean, I met a guy, he lives out here, out in Montgomery, who he started a landscaping business in the San Diego area. This guy isn't even high school educated.
Nice.
Very successful landscaping company, sold it for like $50 million.
Oh my gosh.
And he moves out here, and one day just decides to buy a lottery ticket and wins like another $50 million. He's like, whoa,
$50 million?
Yeah. And then...
Who is this? I'm sorry, I missed this.
This is a guy I know out here in Montgomery. I know him.
He sold a landscaping business for $50
million. Does he want to get into the sponsorship game?
I've only met him one time. But anyway, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
By the way, plays again and wins another like $20 million. Dude, you're like the luckiest person in the world. I saw him get his like Rolls Royce Phantom stuck in the middle of a field. We were at this Christmas party.
Is he a country boy?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. He just sinks his Rolls Royce out there, hops out. He's sitting there looking at it like, well, shit. Walks up to the party, has a good time. And a little later on in the night, his driver comes rolling up in another fancy car, picks him up, and is like, I'll just come back and get that when it dries up. Just leaves the Rolls Royce out there in the middle of the field.
That's crazy. That's
so crazy. I didn't see Troy Aikman won.
Okay, somebody probably just made it up.
Yeah, but, they got rid of it because Troy was like, man, why'd you put that out there?
Yeah.
But he's crazy rich.
He's extremely rich.
Yeah, and doesn't care about money, obviously, because he just sunk that Rolls Royce and was like, meh.
Interesting. Well, we're at an hour.
Sweet.
Did it again.
Lottery speak.
We didn't even talk about politics this week.
I love it.
It was a fun one.
We're not angry today.
Oh, I'm always angry.
Yeah. But not on the podcast.
Is the She-Hulk a show or whatever? Have you seen it? Is it good or bad?
It was kind of funny.
Because I read an article where like the actress like literally like she hurt her asshole or something like that.
Oh, I think I saw that. I didn't click it, but I saw that article.
Did she hurt it on the show?
No. There wasn't anything like that.
No.
They don't show her asshole, though.
It's just the Hulk. Like, they have this huge green.
Ow, I hurt it. I hurt my asshole. You fucking pervert, Bo.
I didn't even realize that was a show.
Like, why would you write that article? She-Hulk hurts her asshole. It's like...
I hope that was the actual title of the article.
It was.
She-Hulk hurts her asshole.
Yeah.
So, the Hulk is like teaching her how to keep her anger in check because he's got so much experience.
Yeah.
He's got like 15 years in this timeline with experience. And she's being real. She doesn't want to do that. She wants to go back to her life because she's a lawyer and she's built this life. And she's like, I can't waste my time spending it here. And he's like, bro, you can kill people if you don't do this properly. So you need to understand. And so they're sitting down and he's teaching her like Zen stuff. And she's still being bratty about it. And then goes off on kind of a tangent where she's like, you know, I have to control my anger when I get catcalled or whenever I'm at my job and men think they know more than I do, even though I've been there longer. And I'm better at this because I have had to control my anger 50 million times more than you have. And she's saying this to the Hulk. And I'm just like, first off, that's par for Disney.
Yeah.
But second, I mean, these writers are, this is how they think the world views them. This is how they think the world views women. Like, most men don't give a shit, and most men have their own issues to go. Like, you'll never understand what it's like to be a man. We'll never understand what it's like to be a woman, and that's okay. And anyway, what I was going to say is these writers are just completely fucking up what the same thing they did with Star Wars.
Yeah.
Just any legacy character, they're disgracing them.
Sure.
And that's because they want to prop up their new characters. And these writers, these SJW writers, only see, they see the only option to prop up their new characters is on the dead bodies of their old characters.
Sure.
Instead of having them work together. Like, so what they did with the Hulk there was just completely dismiss his entire experience.
Right.
Which is kind of a thing for the left. Like, don't dismiss their experience or their feelings. And, but that's exactly what they did because he's a man.
He's a man.
And because he was mansplaining.
Is the Hulk played by the same guy?
It is. And he's a complete woke.
He's a douche.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is a huge douche.
So, of course, he went along with it. And you know what? You know, he's making tons of money. I probably would have gone along with it too at this point.
That's but, selling your soul, Josh.
Yeah.
Don't sell your soul.
They've got me under contract. You know what I mean?
I have a chip in my brain.
So, honestly, it was kind of funny. But it is, it's just the show is par for Disney shows. And I don't know if y'all have watched the Disney shows, but they are lackluster.
Mandalorian, that's about it.
No, the Marvel one specifically.
Oh, yeah.
Mandalorian's their best one.
It's great.
Their best show. They brought out Hawkeye, and it was awful.
Have like a Captain America one too, like a spinoff?
The Winter Soldier. And that was all woke as well. And it was just so bland.
I just wonder at what point, because I can't imagine these movies or series have done well. So at what point does Disney kind of wake up and
they know.
Smell the roses?
They know.
They have
they
to.
They just don't care.
They don't care, yeah. It pushes the message.
Yeah.
Because they're a government shill at this point. And it's social engineering at this point.
True story.
But, yeah. So we did it.
Yeah. Did it again.
We sat at
45. Donald Trump.
That's right. 45. What are you doing on your phone?
He wasn't 45.
I was trying to
find
that article and I couldn't find it.
What?
I saw it.
I thought he was 44.
Was that just the...
Isn't that was his, it would have been his second term.
No,
right?
He is 45.
Yeah, he was 45th.
Are y'all sure?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, my bad.
God dang it.
Dude, sometimes, you know,
you are fired.
We say stuff on here or I say stuff on here and then I listen to it on Wednesday. I'm like, yeah, that was totally wrong.
Oh, great.
Then I always want to go back and fix
You're the smart one.
We get into something else.
Yeah.
I've been hanging out with y'all too long.
Yeah, it's true.
We're bleeding our dumbassery. Right into your lungs.
Right. So if anyone knows super rich people like the guy Chase was just talking about and they want to sponsor someone.
Well, obviously, we know how sponsors work. We'll get a whole 40 people.
I don't know what you're talking about.
To know about your
business. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yes. It's more than 40.
Is it?
42.
Yes.
42.
Drop the 40 mark.
Baby. 43.
Just got to keep going, man.
To those 42 people out there.
Yeah, yeah, I'm having fun too. We got to get people on here.
Well, my buddy wants to come on.
Because whenever they come on, they tell people, hey, I was on a podcast.
Right.
And that's what drives downloads up.
That's a good point. I still have a buddy who wants to come on too.
Oil. I don't have anybody who wants to come on.
I got to get my fucking Democrat friend
on. You got to get your wife on here as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I would bring her on, but the kids would be getting on everybody's nerves because my kids are nuts.
No, you're not here, Bo.
you're watching.
You're babysitting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You wanted to have kids. Three.
Look how fantastic my life is without kids. You sound like a liberal woman.
You see this?
Is what you sound like.
Oh.
Look around you.
You sound like a liberal woman.
See what I can spend money on?
Green sheets.
Yeah.
Yeah, suck on that.
And it really increases the production value of my stream. I do which like is your stream. Ginger Breadman on YouTube.
It's entertaining.
And it's G-I-N-G-R. I took the E out because I'm creative. And I took the A out.
Because pals are stupid.
I took somebody the A else out. Already had it.
Yeah, basically. I took the A out of man as well because it's Ginger Breadman. I'm a bread man who's also ginger, mm-hmm. but people just call me the gingerbread man, and I let it slide. Because it's a lot to explain. Anyway, look me up. I play video games, one specifically, and I'm really, really entertaining. Ask Bo.
He is. I've watched it, and it's entertaining.
It's fucking
awesome. I don't even binge a game, you know?
I'm flattered.
I don't binge a game at all.
Yeah.
Sounds to me like your stream is our first sponsor.
Brought to you by Gingerbread Man. Gingerbread
Man.
I don't. I'm only a sponsor because I'm producing this podcast.
Oh God, just take it.
Just take it.
Take Fuck. What? Take what?
The shout it. Out. The fucking whatever oh, we're doing
I didn't,
here.
I didn't understand what we were doing. I'm so sorry, everybody.
Just take it.
Get the fuck out, Josh.
All right.
Stay frosty.